Utah ranks 48th in the nation for women's work hours compared to men's, 49th in women's pay compared to men's, and 50th in the amount of women employed compared to men. And these are just a few reasons why Utah was named the worst state for women's equality this week. The study says Utah also has poor representation of women in government, fewer women who go on to receive a higher education compared to men, and fewer women who start their own businesses in Utah than in many other states. But beyond financial inequality between genders, Utah also has social inequality issues such as domestic violence. That's according to Candy Carter Olson, an assistant professor at Utah State University who studies gender and media. She says one Utah woman dies from this kind of abuse about every 30 days.
So Utah has a 1 in 3 domestic violence rate. 1 in 3 women here will experience domestic violence versus 1 in 4 in the nation.
Carter Olson also says many of Utah's women choose to stay home because they're often supported when they make that decision, which could explain some of the financial disparities Utah women face.
There's sort of this pressure on women everywhere where, oh, you want to be a traditional stay-at-home mom? You shouldn't be a traditional stay-at-home mom. Wait, you want to be a mom who works outside of the home? You can't do that. That's bad for your kids. That's what women get everywhere. But here in Utah, there's at least support if you want to be, you know, a mom. Great. Okay, there's support for that here. But in many other ways, there's a lot of things that are difficult for women here.
Carter Olson would like to see men and women working together to find equality for both genders.
We need to talk about gender equality across the board and what sorts of cultural constraints are put on both men and women.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.